at 30 volts.
We're CEF Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
How you doing this morning?
Bad. I didn't have to be up as early as I was yesterday.
Must have went in early, although I said you probably slept in late.
I would choose the later than I would earlier, but I had one more interview to do for B-Ship Associates.
Patrick said he might not be in here. His truck's in the shop, so he just has an HT.
I use the HT in the wife's car.
It's been okay, although work sent me to Greenville twice this week so far, and it's only 2 days. LC parts for a machine. I ordered it on Thursday, and it was supposed to be there on Friday, but UPS lost it. So then it didn't show up on Monday. So Monday I went down and got some. And then Tuesday decided at 1:30 they needed more parts, and that, so I had to go all the way down there to Lawrence Road.
Look, Lawrence Road.
To the place, and there was a train that was stopped across the road. It was going to be there a while.
Then you were supposed to get it, or that's what you had to go to Greenville to buy the replacement?
To get the replacement and that. And I told them I'd send them back if they ever showed up. Well, they showed up yesterday, but then yesterday they decided they needed some different parts. So I took that box back to them and that and got some different parts.
Man, on time they wouldn't have used them. That's pretty funny.
There was like four components of the whole little setup, and I bought two, but then they decided they needed the other two.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Intermittent problems where, you know, it might run 3 or 4 days and then shut off, and then you reset it and it starts back up, or, you know, the last couple of times it took them a couple hours to get it going again.
One of my PLCs went down, man, I'd be down for, we stopped for a few hours, the whole entire line would be down.
And the problem was, like, the model of the PLC that was in it, it was no longer available, so you had to upgrade.
I don't deal a lot with the PLCs or the HMIs or anything else, that's more on ESA, but I've been in meetings where they're talking about my new equipment we've got coming. For the IP subassembly area. And they were talking about how the current PLCs that I have, they're no longer supported anymore, so we don't upgrade them, we won't be able to get stuff for them.
Have a spare on the shelf, you'd be hosed.
Basically, we have to upgrade. If you don't upgrade to stick with it, I guess you run the risk of something happened to it and not being able to do anything with it.
eBay hunting one.
That's a lot of money lost if you can't run cars.
It's for our wastewater. So all the water that falls on the lot or goes into a drain in the plant and everything gets processed before we send it back to the city.
That's surprising they do that, but I guess it saves the city from having to treat it.
Pretty harsh chemicals that fall into the drain.
Why they do it then?
Camping out this weekend.
Mountain, we got us, we decided we want to try the, I don't know what they call them, they're called walk-in spots, but, and for the most part they're walk-in, you can't drive up and park in your spot, but, you know, it's not that far of a walk. So we're staying up there. At first we thought we were going to be by ourselves, but finally people started booking spots. But it's got like one or two hammock gardens in the spot. It's got a tent spot, and then it comes with like a, not a gazebo, but a man-made awning with a couple picnic tables and butter.
You bet. Yeah, we're going up there to Asheville. I think it'll be a little bit cooler up there.
Yeah, a little bit cooler. At least by couple degrees anyway. It was supposed to be a good weekend, mid-70s and, you know, mid-50s at night.
Be pretty good. I was looking this morning. We got a friend's wedding in Georgia and first weekend in June, so I gotta get a book some.
Let's use Zena to go camping.
Good reason, that's a good reason, right? About booking a KOA when I go to the daughter's house. There's one about 40 miles from her house, but at least it has some amenities for the granddaughter just renting one of their cabins.
I gotta wonder how much it sets you back on a cabin.
Going in a bad spot, and I didn't catch that.
When you're in.
Jeez, it's $99 a night. Bad part is I don't know when we need to be up there, so it ain't like I can book it now. You know, and the dang motels around there in the middle of nowhere is $180 a night.
Not a bad price though, $100 a night.
Swimming pool open, and they got a bouncy pad and that, so it's something to keep the granddaughter occupied.
Definitely sounds like that was gonna be a rough one. You may end up having to spend the money on a hotel room. That way you can get someplace quick, you know, last minute versus the camping. KO4CEF.
KFW, yeah, I know it. They got a ton of state parks around there, but they're all historical sites and they don't have camping.
That's why I'm kinda glad Kings Mountain, the state park, is right beside the national park.
I was looking this morning down there in Georgia. There's a state park that's about 20 minutes away from the venue, and that's only $40 a night.
Too bad. You already know what the accommodations are like as far as, you know, who's been sleeping on the bed and stuff like that.
Right, I just go down 85, pick up 441, and cut across through Athens.
Stone Mountain, I've heard they're a really cool spot to go.
Long time since I've been down there. It's been early 90s.
Yeah, you know, they went down there for summer camp, and Bird Adams, and they ended up going, not Bird Adams, and anyway, it was summer camp down there right outside of Atlanta, and they ended up going to Stone Mountain. They was telling me about the laser light show and all that. Sounded really neat. I'd love to go, just never had planned.
Light show was awesome. We get out on the lawn there on a blanket, you know what I mean? And even back in the early 90s, the laser show was really awesome. I mean, they made the, you know, the carving come to life, and it was pretty cool.
Really neat. I'd like to go see it one time.
For this day and time, the show that I watch is probably not politically correct.
I hear a lot of people's feelings.
Carving of some Confederate generals.
Ignore that history.
What all else they had there. I know we went up to the top, took the gondola ride up to the top, but I don't remember what all else they had. They had a boat ride. I'm sure they got a lot more there now.
I'd like to look into it one time. We usually kind of tend to stay local with our tent camp, and, you know, Caesar's Head or Table Rock and, you know, Kings Mountain, those are pretty local. I don't know. I mean, usually we're in the camper, it's obviously at the beach, so we go down there. But we're trying to plan our next beach camping trip. So I'm ready to go back down there and do some fishing.
In my poles last night, Annette, ready to go fishing with the granddaughter. Man, I ain't put new string on those in 5 or 6 years, probably.
I string mine very often either.
He tournament fishes and that once a month with the club, and that he strings his every month.
I can't see myself doing that.
Once a year is plenty good enough for me.
And I'll be lucky if I do it once a year. It wouldn't surprise me if I got rods with the same original string on it. Who knows? You know, as long as there's enough of it in there, I usually don't care.
Spinning reel last night, and that season was talking about it. Most of my rods were old, and it's like, yeah, the kids bought that for me for a a birthday or Father's Day, and that had to be in the maybe 1990.
Still works. I'll use it.
Some from when I was in high school.
My old bait caster a long time ago. I was probably junior high or high school, and I tried to go fishing with that thing with my buddy and his dad down at Lake Greenwood, and I never could get a hang of it. I could do it, but man, it was never easy. I like going bass fishing with just a spinner rod or a closed face rod every once in a while. Just nice, just kind of flick it out there and not worry about it.
Baitcaster was the first one I restrung, and I got three or four of them. Once in a while I get a backlash, but for the most part I can do pretty good.
You want to get a halfway decent one. Mine was probably like a $15, $20, $30 Walmart special at the time, so it ain't good at all.
I ain't paying $200 for a reel, though. It can't be that much better.
People that will, though. This man at work, he was talking to me about surf fishing, because him and his wife go stay at Lakewood and whatnot every so often, and told him, I said, man, I went to Bass Pro Shops. I bought one of the cheapest rods they had for surf fishing, and I figure at some point in time it's going to rust, and I might throw it away, so I spend a lot of money on it.
Salt water and everything is going to, affect it, and pretty soon tear it up. I think I got a couple of, like you said, $40 ones. Came with the reels on it that I used for surf fishing.
It's a matter of time before the internals get enough salt in them that you don't get rinsed off, and it's going to rust.
Didn't do it any good. Water heater, I think I still got it in bypass mode.
Yeah, since last year, right? Some hot water, I'm sure.
Lines out, so it doesn't really have any chemicals in it, but I think I bypassed it anyway. Last night I put the plug back in the hot water heater. Actually, it's a cap.
Water heater on my previous camper, it was just a little plastic cap. This one's got the, the sacrificial rod on it. Man, it's a pain in the butt to try to get. It's got the weight of the rod weighing it down, and you're trying to get it threaded right.
Mine's got the plastic cap.
Norman KO4MUF.
KN4GFW.
KO4CF. To finish all this construction, that's the plan. I'm tired of not having parking. This is a pretty major expansion, so we don't do a ton of those, but, eventually there's always some construction.
Materials by the construction site, so that cuts off your parking.
Lots in the hall I work in, there's about a quarter of it missing because they fenced it off so they could park all the heavy equipment, just like you said, and it's just a pain in the butt. So, like, I come in, I drove my truck today, there's nowhere for me to park, so I got to go to a different parking lot.
It's going to be to you guys both to go unionized like that VW plant.
I'm not allowed to know whatever kind of meetings and stuff. My buddy, he's big into it, and he wants the union, but who knows? It wouldn't surprise me at some point in time if they don't treat them right.
Cost other people more money.
People think about their, how much they're going to make, but they don't think about how many people got laid off after Ford and Chevy and Stellantis have signed these new contracts.
I look at it as a union is just nothing but a fancy name for a temp service.
Come from boys, they had a union in that county. And the only people it protected was the ones that just kept screwing up. Here's on my locker. It said, join the union, because I'd never join it.
I'm sure they'll do another big push here.
What you got going on today, Jody?
Put in some, I think it's 36-inch black pipe. That's that PVC pipe. And corrugated pipe, not corrugated, but ripped pipe. Behind a house on a county right-of-way starting today, which it means it's going to be a whole lot of fun working in a neighborhood.
Probably a lot of traffic.
We'll be in between the houses, so we won't have no traffic, but we'll still get to hear about how we're destroying everything.
Do that.
Yes, exactly.
In the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you when I get off work at about 4:30 or so. So. Anyway, KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Just think about it. We've got today and tomorrow, and then we'll be able to go camping. KN4 GFW 7-3.
Enjoy your day. Be safe and be careful. 7-3 is KO4 MUF.
Guys got for this weekend, Jody?
Up this weekend, just kind of, there's a mile-long yard sale over in Pendleton, I think it is, or Belton, and we'll probably end up there, walk around with that for a little bit. That's about it. Give me a rear-tine tiller, so I'm going to go pick that up Saturday and probably start tinkering with that and find out what's wrong with it.
Get me a small one, but I ain't had a chance to get one, so I end up doing it with a shovel and a hoe.
Hooked to the end of your weed eater, you know, your power head for your weed eater, and that thing would till some ground, but hold on, it's going to jar your teeth loose trying to do it. We planted it Monday, so... We got it situated, and I got to probably put up some fence on it this weekend to keep the deer from eating it.
Planted it the other day. We got a couple of raised beds and that, and I planted some little corn kernels along the edge of the fence along with some beans and that, and if they grow, they grow. If they don't, it ain't a big catastrophe.
I thought about that, yeah. Probably need to do something like that. That'd be cool. But yeah, she's looking into deer deterrent plants and stuff like that. I'll stick up some T-posts and put some hog wire up.
Easy take it. Go like barbershop, get some hair clippings and put them in a pantyhose and hang on there, and you know they'll smell the scent.
I didn't mind put up some of them cheap ass pie pans, of 10 ones on the fence to make the noise.
It's like motion detectors that'll turn on your sprinkler for a minute. If they get used to it, though, it ain't going to make a lot of difference.
Turn out it ain't going to hurt them and that kind of stuff, it ain't going to make a hill of beans.
Pretty tall fence to keep them out.
Put a fence around it to help keep the rabbits out, too.
Grow some radishes, but as soon as the little tops can get up, then the rabbits can come by and bite them off.
That would stink.
The dogs about did away with all the rabbits in the yard.
Last count I had of all the rabbits, I think I got 5 or 6 in the around the house.
Sit there, and, you know, on the porch, and you'd see them. They'd be just playing out in the yard and that, but, man, my dog can run one down.
Ever since we lost our dog, I told her, I said, when we've lost our dog, I said, you're going to watch. You're going to start seeing a lot more things come around this place, feral cats and coons and all kinds of crap because we don't have that dog no more. This weekend, Ken?
Run up to Asheville to the KOA because it's the weekend to get one of the granddaughters, and then we're going to take her camping. They live up in Mars Hill, so that'll be close.
I can't remember. You got a tag along, or you have a engine driver or something?
5-foot tag along that we bought last year, I believe. For me and Susan and one.
one other person, so
that's good.
You need, ain't it?
You put it, you can get it in about anywhere.
It's the hardest exit to get off. You're trying to merge onto a four lane, and there ain't no running lane, and you can't see good, and the cars are flying.
I just make it aggravate. Light around a little after six, huh? That's nice.
Same thing, because I'm coming down the interstate, I'm riding right into the sunrise, and then you can see the sky getting lighter, and then it sure is nice. I like this time of day.
Me too. Always been one of the morning person, man. I always like to watch that sun coming up.
Looking forward to get up before I get up.
I'm pretty sure if I slept until the sun come up, my wife would call an ambulance thinking something wrong with me.
And you just saved me here.
Every morning getting up on my own is 4:30.
I'll sleep in until 5:30 or 6, but that's about it. But I'm going to say 7:30. Hope you have an awesome day and a safe day and that. Look forward to catching you again. I'm rolling down to the gate here, so you have a good one. KN4GFW 7:30.
Stay tuned, Mr. Kent. You enjoy yourself. 7:30 is KN4MUF.
KN4HJX Mobile. Okay, Jody.
Sound a little muffled, but yeah, you're fine.
It's a little HD, so I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm coming down the mountain now.
For a little HD.
Morning, Patrick.
I was listening, but I just couldn't get in from where I was at. Good day, KO4HX.
7-3, KN4GFW.
Getting into the repeater, good. You can tell it's not your normal radio.
A little any don't. I got an antenna hung on the mirror, or the window, on the passenger side of the truck. So, I'm doing pretty good for what I got working with.
Doing you a good job. Life. How about yourself?
I survived this morning. These silences are still killing me, so they just... I can do without them right now.
Me and mine are doing the same thing, man. But it's, by this time, I figured it's part of the deal, so I just got to deal with it.
Ain't nothing I can do about it. Just deal with it and move on.
Where are you, you and your work truck?
I call it my big truck. It's my 97 F-350 crew cab. I haven't put a radio in because I don't drive it much, but the excursion's in the shop having some front-end work done to it. So, I had to resort back to driving this one today.
Man, beautiful weather for the next couple days, too. See if we can make this stretch on out through into next week, right?
I guess to the end of next week, that'd be great. I'm sure somebody starts complaining, we need the rain, we need the rain. But we need a break from the rain, too.
That we do, brother, that we do.
Anything playing big this week?
Not really. Saturday, and we got to go do a, there's a mile-long yard sale over, I think it's Belt. We're going to go do that. Then a guy gave me a rear-tine tiller that runs but bogs down when you sink the tines in the ground, so I know it's just a governor problem or a fuel problem. So he gave me that, and I got to go pick that up Saturday.
I don't know what I'm going to get into this weekend. I'm sure I'll find something.
Like me, you probably will. Talking to Ken, I like this time of morning, man. With that sun coming up, that's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like this time of morning. The cool, fresh air, watching the sun come up. Start the day off right.
Absolutely does. Kicking this morning.
See it from where I'm at.
I can tell you that.
So you're going to in Belton, a mile long.
yard sale. It's a mile long. It's, you know, I guess it's just a bunch of people that sets up on the side of a road and you either walk it or golf cart it or something. I'm not sure. It's the first time we've been there.
Be interesting then. I know Mud Creek Baptist Church up here in Hendersonville, they're putting on their big annual yard sale. Carpenter's Hands, the 4th and 5th, I believe it is, of May. That's usually a pretty big one.
Man, I try to look that up, keep it in mind. I know we got that to do on, well, Friday night there's an Azalea Festival going on in Pickens. We're going to do that Friday night, then we're going to do that Saturday. And then I'll go pick up that tine at Tiller Saturday afternoon. And church on Sunday. So we'll see where we go from there.
Well, Jody, I am pulling in here to make the vehicle switch, so I'm going to jump off here. Good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a great day. And maybe I'll catch you sometime later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Mr. Have a good day. Blessed day, sir. You enjoy yourself. 7-3 from KF4 MUF.